live remote, which is really cool, and Ancillary Middle sponsoring that Seventh Man T-shirt thing. That's really awesome.
Ancillary Middle came stepped up, and you know, we're going to have about 100 T-shirts that we're going to give away in front of the library. We'll have some players talk a little bit, and then also at the game on Friday night, we'll have 750 T-shirts for the students to get in. So there's lots going on. I know they got 300 bags of candy. So if you're worried about trick or treating, you can come to the SDC and get a bag of candy. And they've got, you know, costume
contest. They're gonna have a parade, I think, during one of the intermissions too.
The best bet's probably to go to our website and MichiganTechHuskies.com and get all the information there as far as the schedule and what's going on. There's so many good things going on. It's going to be a great week. I wish I was not coaching Dirk almost this week. I could just, you know, be a fan and do some of these things, and it's going to be a great week. So, but I think the biggest thing is the Stanley Cup, obviously, outside of the hockey games. I mean, the hockey games are a huge priority, and it's the first time we've had Michigan here since 1983, and I know, like Al Renfrew's daughter said, I mean, how could you not want to, you know, come up and go to Michigan Tech and watch a hockey game? I mean, you know, she's right on. So go out and get your tickets, and I mean, the Stanley Cup, if people haven't seen it or been around it, you know, on those other trophies, it's a once in a lifetime, maybe having the opportunity to do that, and it's a neat experience.
All right. Well, you ready for your questions, Coach?
I'm ready. Bring them
on. All right. First question is, did Mel apply for the Michigan Tech head coaching job vacancy prior to him coming in 2011? And did Red Berenson talk him out of at any point and convince him to stay at Michigan?
Yes, I did apply for the job. I love it here. I've tried to get back here two or three occasions. For whatever reason, the timing wasn't right. And Red and I had some conversations, not only about this job, about other jobs that came up, and I chose to stay at Michigan. Yes.
Next question. With such a long season and injuries being a problem, how do you think Blake Bietola is skating with his off-season injury?
Well, I mean, Blake was hampered last year by a nagging injury all first half, and he only had the one goal, and he played all year with it. And he's healthy, and he's playing extremely well. And even though, you know, maybe he doesn't have as many points as he would like or people like, he only had one goal at Christmas last year, Dirk, and he's got three already this year. So he's off to a better start, and all on the road. So he's playing like a warrior. His face-off percentage is outstanding, and he's ready to have a real big year for us.
Next question. Mel, you've had the unique opportunity to play for and coach with both McGinnis and Red Berenson. How are their coaching styles and philosophy similar, and how are they different?
Wow, that's a great question. Similar in a lot of ways, that they really command the respect and whatnot of the players, not only players, just the general public. I mean, both good people, and you know, very calm on the bench, both of them as coaches, very good at practice and running practice, but really good as far as bench coaches go. As far as their you know, what differences, that's a good question. I mean, Red might be a little bit more fiery more often at times and whatnot, and obviously Red, you know, we talked about pro hockey a lot more with Coach Berenson and just whatnot, where John, you know, we didn't, that didn't come up as much, but Red really, you know, used that. I mean, times are different too, as far as players leaving early and the recruiting and whatnot. So I think Red much more active maybe than John was in recruiting. You have to be this day and age.
This person, by the way, said that he's a that they're a lifetime Tech fan now living in Grand Rapids. All of their neighbors are Ferris grads and fans, and said thank you in capital letters. Thank you for shutting them up.
Well, they were good games, and we had a huge alumni turnout in Big Rapids. I think they said maybe second to Denver, and it was a great turnout, and I'm just happy that we could give them a victory on Saturday night, and they could walk out of the rink feeling good about themselves and Michigan Tech, and that's what we're trying to do. We're, as a team, you know, we're trying to represent not only the hockey program, the athletic department, but the university in general, and so all our alumni can be proud to wear the Michigan Tech gear, you know, proudly.
Good question. Next question. When can we expect Coach Sean to land his first recruit?
Coach Sean has been on the road, you know, already. He was on the road this weekend, actually, and he's doing a good job. He's doing, obviously, a great job. I'm glad that name came up. He's done an outstanding job with our goaltenders. And, you know, Jamie Phillips, just the improvement from – the first weekend of Lake Superior to last weekend of Big Rapids was huge. And that's directly on Joe. And Joe's worked with Jamie, and it's with Jamie and Devin and all our goaltenders. And but no, he's been on the road recruiting, and we've got some kids for a few years out. So he's got one or two in the pipeline here, and we'll probably the early signing date's coming up the second Wednesday in November. So that'll be soon.
Coach, Halloween is Friday, and this listener who you know is asking you, do you have your costume all picked out for Halloween on Friday night?
Well, I do, and hopefully it's my good luck costume as well. But like I said, we're going to have lots of candy, over 300 bags of candy available for kids, you know, if they want to come and dress up. And, you know, depending on the weather, I think it's great. You don't have to go house to house. You can just come on in and get your bag of candy, and you're done, and see the Stanley Cup and see some great hockey.
I was wondering if you're going to cut your hair shorter and be red, and he can grow his out and be you.
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, and I, you know, Red doesn't, they didn't have to come up here. You know, they haven't been up here in a long time. And I know for a fact when, you know, when I was at Michigan, you get a lot of requests to play teams, a ton of requests. And, you know, that you can be selective and pick through and go through. And I just think it's great that Michigan is and Michigan State are willing to play the in-state school teams. I think they should. You know, it's a big draw for us. I know it's a big draw for Northern or Lake Superior or Ferris, that when Michigan or Michigan State come into their buildings. And, you know, we got to go down there and play too, which is fantastic. It's great for us. You know, all our fans in Southeast Michigan get to see us when we play at Michigan or Michigan State. But I think it's great they're coming up here and making the effort to come on up. And when I played here, we were in the WCHA with Michigan.
Right.
You know, so we played them four times a year. And back when Red played, it was the same way. So it's great to get them back in. And I hope this weekend I can talk to them about the next date they're coming up. So yeah. we're only scheduled for a couple more years, but I'm going to try and make sure that we get them back up.
How has the non-conference scheduling been going for the next couple of years?
Well, good. You know, we have Wisconsin on the schedule. Obviously, we have Duluth on the schedule. We have Michigan State down the road again, and obviously we have to go back to Michigan. So we're continuing to work on that. There's a couple other teams I'd like to get up here, and if anybody has any suggestions who they'd like to see, please email me.
There you go.
Yeah, I want teams that fans would like to see, and sometimes I maybe don't always agree, but we're talking to North Dakota. You know, we'd like to keep that, and you know, Minnesota. I've talked to Coach Lucci, and we're going to try and work something out too. So, anyway, it's ongoing. It's an ongoing process.
Well, Coach, the next four games at home starting this Friday night against Michigan, and again, I know this is a big week. We only have about a minute left here, but
sure.
Practicing this week was a tough series. Do you go easy on the guys at all?
Yeah, we'll take it easy today. Easy today. You know, just get them a little sweat. It's a physical series. We're pretty banged up from that. So the key is to be ready to play on Friday. That's the key. We want to make sure they're mentally and physically ready to put it all on the line Friday night. So we'll take it easy on them today. You know, there's no sense grinding it today and, you know, not letting those bodies heal. So it's a tough trip. You know, we got back, I think, 6 or 7 in the morning after playing two tough back-to-back games. I mean, it takes a lot out of you. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to the week. You know, coach's night out tonight at the Mineshaft. On Wednesday, we'll have the live remote at the library. The Blue Line Club, obviously, 12 to 1 o'clock on Friday. And the Stanley Cup, again, 9:30 to 11:30, 3 to 5. And then for 1 hour after the game, you get to see all those trophies. So come on out and enjoy the games, and come on out and enjoy the trophies. I think it's, like I said, it's very unique. You don't it's a five-month process we've been, and finally we found out about a week and a half ago that it was going to happen. So and that's how it goes. So anyway, just great week, and come on out and see Michigan Tech and the University of Michigan Wolverines. I mean, they're going to be great games.
All right, Coach, thank you. Thanks to Coach Red Berenson, and thanks to you, all of our listeners. Thanks for your questions. Great questions today, and we'll do it all again next Monday. And again, you can hear the replay of this tonight on our sister station at 6 o'clock, 9:20 a.m. WMPL. And again, we encourage everybody to stop on out at 6 o'clock tonight, 6 to 8, at the Mineshaft Rockhouse Grill to enjoy the meet the coaches.
Well, talk sports. Yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to the other coaches too. I know Michelle Jacobs having a really good year. Matt Jennings does a fantastic job with volleyball. Tom Curley, looks like they've got a real good chance to make the playoffs for football. So, a lot of good things going on.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Dirk.